Well, hello and welcome to the No Filter Needed podcast, where we cut the fluff, expel those myths, and kick unobtainable standards to the curb. I am your host, Camilla Collins, self-image consultant, author, and founder of multiple beauty and creative entertainment agencies. I am super passionate about empowering people to change their self-perception and reimagine not just the beauty, but the huge amount of power within themselves. And this podcast is in support of my mission to do just that. Hey, hey, welcome back to my channel. So, here's the thing. What other people think of you is none of your business. And here's why. When you care what others think of you, then you are telling yourself that other people matter more than you do. And if you believe that everyone is more important than you, then what kind of messages do you think you are giving to yourself? And how do you think that impacts your self-worth? Furthermore, by trying to please all people, you please no one at all. And you actually lose your identity in the process. As the more you listen to people's opinions of you and mold yourself to their feedback, then the more you silence your own wants and needs and dismiss your true character and nature, hiding all the things that make you you. And you are not on this planet to please other people or to live life by others' standards. You are here to live your life as you choose to do so. You've only got one life. We've all only got one life. And it's such a waste to not live it by our own standards, filling it with things that we want to. You know, once upon a time, I cared so much what others thought of me. I was Camilla the Chameleon. I just wanted to be liked. My self-worth was non-existent, really. And so I adapted to whatever environment I was in order to be accepted. So I was a class clown at school. I went through every fashion trend from grunge to glam, even gothic. I could be studious or rebellious depending on who I was with. And all this chopping and changing did was wind me up extremely confused later on in life as to who I actually was and what I stood for. Living by others' standards may get you ahead in life in the short term, but long term, it doesn't work. People change their minds all the time. I'm sure you can think of a few instances where you've changed your mind about something you liked or didn't like. Perhaps it was a person or a food or a personal political view on something. We all change our minds all the time. And so people's opinions of you in any given moment says more about them than it does about you. So don't take it to heart and sacrifice your own identity as a result of it. We all have our own views of what we perceive to be right or wrong. And what we perceive to be right or wrong can change at any given moment if the circumstances around it change. So for example, I view stealing from anyone as wrong. But if it became a matter of life or death and I had to steal in order to survive or help another person survive, then I wouldn't think twice about it. And it would be the right thing to do in that moment. Yes, we all live in one world, but each of us live in our own world in a way, and we have our own unique life experiences and perceptions of the world. You are responsible for maintaining yours and living your life, not maintaining someone else's and living in theirs. We are all unique in our thinking and our personality and our abilities, and for good reason, because we all have unique value to offer the world. You are not only doing yourself a disservice by molding yourself to fit others' wants and needs, but you are doing everyone else a disservice as well by giving up all the things that make you uniquely valuable to the world. Your job is to nurture all the things that make you you, embrace them and capitalize on them. My job is to do the same things for me and the things that make me me. And everyone else has the same responsibility for the things that make them themselves. And I just want to close on a note on perfectionism. Perfection doesn't exist because it's subjective and everyone views perfection or success even completely differently. It's unobtainable because it is based on perception, which no two people have the same view or definition of. So drop perfectionism, drop the people pleasing, take no notice of what other people think of you. It's their business, not yours. And remember that all people connect with real and authentic people on a much deeper and meaningful level than they do with something or someone superficial and fake. I'll be back soon for more shares in the self-image, confidence, and lifestyle department. Keep shining, keep smiling. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you got some good takeaways from today. And if so, then please do leave a review. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and you can find further insights and tools over at camillacollins.com.